3:3. We're returning back to Chutz L'Zman and Chutz L'Makoma, and this is largely a repeat of what we've seen before in truth, but we'll have one extra added element of Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Mishnah says, "Ashochet es hazevach lechol davar she'ein darko lechol." If a person slaughters the animal and he has a mind to eat a portion which is not meant to be eaten, but rather to be burned on the altar, like the emurim, the kidneys, etc., or ulahaktir davar she'ein darko lahaktir, or if he thinks that he's going to put on the mizbeach in the improper time or place a portion of the animal which is not meant to be burned on the mizbeach, meaning like he thinks that he'll have the steak from a shlamim, he'll, instead of eating it, he'll burn it on the mizbeach or something. So kasher, those thoughts aren't chutz l'zman or chutz l'mekomo thoughts that invalidate the korban because it doesn't apply to things that are meant to be eaten by people on the mizbeach and vice versa. Now, the notion of there being two separate kind of achilas is because the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Zayin pasuk Yudches uses like a double expression of achila of consumption, he achol ye achel. So the Tanakam holds there are two kinds of achilas and they're not interchangeable. However, Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Those two expressions of achila come to tell you that sort of are interchangeable, and therefore, indeed, if a person thinks he's going to eat that which is meant to be burned, or he thinks he's going to burn that which is meant to be eaten, and he has the thought about doing it in the improper place or the improper time, that indeed will invalidate the korban, says Rabbi Eliezer. Halacha does not follow him. The Mishnah goes on to say actually what we've seen before. It says, Le'echol davar shadarko le'echol, lahaktir davar shadarko lahaktir, pachas mekazayas. If one thinks chutz l'zman or chutz l'mekomo thoughts regarding the eating or the burning of the korban, but he thinks about doing it to just a very small portion of the korban, less than a kazayas amount, then kasher, that thought doesn't invalidate the offering because, as we said before, the act of achila, consumption, requires at minimum one kazayas, and if it's less than a kazayas, it's not considered an act of eating, and therefore, if he's thinking about doing it with less than a kazayas, that isn't constituting a thought of achila, that's a thought of achila, and therefore doesn't render it invalid. Nevertheless, the Mishnah goes on to say, le'echol kachatzi zayas, ulahaktir kachatzi zayas kasher. If you think you're going to do two half kazesim, meaning you're going to eat half of an olive's amount in the wrong time, and you're going to burn a different half of an olive's amount in the wrong time, do not combine. Two halves don't make a whole, because we differentiate between the eating and the burning. She'ein achila v'haktara mitzdarfin, because eating with your mouth and the mizbeach, consuming by burning on the altar, do not combine. Now the truth is we saw that this is old news. We saw black and white already a couple Mishnahs ago. So why would the Mishnah repeat itself? The answer is because even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that the two achilas are kind of interchangeable in terms of if you think about eating something which is meant to be burned or burning something which is meant to be eaten, still he agrees you can't combine two halves. You can't do half a kazayas of eating and half a kazayas of burning, and those wouldn't combine to make a whole kazayas to render the korban invalid with a chutz l'makom or chutz l'zmano thought.